Hello and welcome. This file is called the Jewelry Trigger. And before you listen to this file, you need to write down a person for whom this trigger should work, a piece of jewelry they own, and the trigger or the triggers you want to be activated whenever they wear this piece of jewelry. And after you listen, whenever they wear this piece of jewelry, your triggers will be activated, and they will stay active until you either see them taking off the piece of jewelry, or they tell you that they want you untriggered. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water. And you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand. How your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water, and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening? Every time I write a number and the wave erases it, you feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more. As if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper
and I write the number 7 into the sand. And you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. Don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. As you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange It's not just the sound you hear. You feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, is the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, you descend stopping, you just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. Actually, time to extend a trigger. Now, before you listen to this file, you should have written down the name of a person, described a piece of jewelry they own, and written down the trigger or triggers you want to be activated when they wear this piece of jewelry. That's right. Of course, I always want you to be safe, so we are going to make sure that you will always be safe. Now, first of all, if at any time anything unexpected happens, any situation in which you need your full abilities in order to stay safe or to keep your reputation safe, you will find that even if they are still wearing this piece of jewelry, all the effect will be instantly gone so that you can keep yourself and them safe. That's right. Should anything unexpected happen, any situation that could put you, that could put the person that wears the trigger, or that could put your reputation in any danger, will cause all the triggers to instantly deactivate so that you will always be safe. And there's a second safety, because if the person you allowed to use this trigger on you at any point tries to use the trigger to really take advantage of you, you will find that the trigger will instantly just break, and it will only work after you listen to this file again. That's right, if they try to do anything that's not been negotiated, anything that would really hurt or damage you in any way or pose a risk to you, whenever they try to take advantage of the power they have over you, this trigger will instantly be deactivated and will only work if you listen to this file again, so that you will always be safe. And now that you know that you will always be safe, now it's time to give up control, because you know whom you chose to use your trigger. You know what piece of jewelry you chose, and you know what previous triggers you want to be activated by this piece of jewelry. And from now on, whenever you see that person wearing that piece of jewelry, you will be instantly triggered. That's right, you will be instantly feel the triggers being activated, and they will stay activated. And even if you can't see the person, for example, if they leave the room for a while, the trigger will still be activated. There are only two ways to deactivate the trigger. And the first way is that you see the person taking off the piece of jewelry. And the other way is if the person tells you that they want the trigger to be deactivated. Allowing this person to untrigger you even without you seeing them. But unless they do one of these things or one of the safeties kick in, you will be helplessly triggered. Your trigger will stay activated. Of course, every time you see them wearing the piece of jewelry, you will find that the effects of the trigger will become a little bit stronger, a little bit more intense. Because you know, you gave them this control over you, and whenever they wear this piece of jewelry, the trigger will be activated. There's nothing you can do about it. It will simply happen as soon as you see them putting on that piece of jewelry, or just notice that they are wearing this piece of jewelry. You will be instantly triggered, and you know that the trigger will stay on and will be strong because they are wearing the piece of jewelry that triggers you, the piece of jewelry that allows them to control your mind and your triggers. That's right. And you will stay triggered until you see them taking off the piece of jewelry. Or, if you can't see them for any reason, if they tell you that they want you to be untriggered. Or, of course, if any of the safeties kick in. But otherwise, you are trapped in their control. Your triggers will stay activated. And you know that the more you see them wearing the piece of jewelry, the stronger your trigger will become. As a matter of fact, you might even find that the piece of jewelry almost seems to capture your gaze, your eyes always coming back to it, and it's so hard to look away, because this piece of jewelry has so much control over you, and even if no one around you knows, you know how much control this little piece of jewelry has over you, and you will be fascinated by it. It will be hard to stop staring at it, and the more you stare at it, the more you look at it, the more your eyes get captured by it, the harder it gets to look away. But at the same time, the more you look at it, the stronger the trigger becomes, because you are so fascinated by this piece of jewelry, your eyes just glued to it, and you just sink deeper into the trance, making the trigger stronger and stronger, because you know this piece of jewelry has so much power, so much control over you, and you know that whenever they wear it, you will be triggered. There's nothing you can do about it. It will simply happen automatically, because it was your own choice. You have chosen the person. You have chosen the trigger. You have chosen the piece of jewelry. And you have chosen to give them this control over you. And now it's going to happen. From now on, whenever they wear this piece of jewelry and you see it, you will be instantly triggered, and you will only be untriggered once you see them take it off, or if they tell you that they want you untriggered. And that's all. The trigger is already in your mind, and now it is extended to this piece of jewelry. And from now on, it will trigger you. And now it's already time to wake you back up. and I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up further and further. And 5. Halfway there, or so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Breathing, pulse, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now with me. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.